It's been more than a decade since the Defense Department decided to consolidate the management of more than 24 military installations into what they called joint bases. The idea was to save money, but the Army's top installation official says it hasn't worked, and it's time to scrap the notion altogether. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has details.
The Defense Department formally proposed the idea of joint bases in 2005 as part of the latest round of base realignments and closures. Pentagon officials projected at that time that consolidating the management and support functions of installations that were physically located close to each other would save $2.3 billion over 20 years. By 2013, DOD had lowered that estimate to $830 million, but according to the Government Accountability Office, the department has never been able to definitively validate any savings from joint basing. Lieutenant General Kenneth Dahl, the commanding General of Army Installations Command, says he's also seen no clear evidence of dollar savings, and the idea of joint basing plainly hasn't worked.
I think that the intent was to save money. I don't buy the data that says we're saving money. I don't know any senior commanders or people who like it. We may be spending less money there, but the mission units are probably spending money to do what they wanted to do, so I'm not sure that we're capturing the total costs. Or our readiness may not be as high. Readiness may actually be suffering, you know, because we're trying to save that.
The 2005 BRAC process consolidated what had been 26 separate bases into 11 for administrative purposes, combined management structures that now go by names like Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Joint Base Langley-Eustis, and Joint Base Lewis-McChord. But GAO says in many cases, Joint Base commanders have struggled to converge certain support services into shared ones, especially when they have distinct features that are specific to a particular military service. Some examples include military personnel services, information technology, and legal advisory services. Dahl says there are savings to be achieved by changing the way the Defense Department runs its installations, but they're to be found much higher in DOD's organizational chart. Rather than cherry-picking certain installations for savings through consolidation, he says DOD should create a joint agency to combine the planning, budgeting, and management functions the military services currently perform independently within their headquarters.
Because somebody's got to man this thing, so it's a matter of take the best things from all the services, run it up to the Department of Defense level, and eliminate the service proponencies for those inside the Pentagon. On the other hand, at the service delivery level, get rid of joint basing. So let Fort Lewis be Fort Lewis again. Let McChord be McChord Air Force Base again, you know, and let, Elmendorf be Elmendorf Air Force Base again. This money to be saved is in the Pentagon and at the high level of enterprising, not picking 10 or 12 places and trying to find savings down at the subordinate level.
Dahl says apart from failing to save money, joint basing has had negative cultural implications for each of the military services that have been impacted by the restructuring of base management.
The SecDef, you know, did a memo, and this is when he established the establishment of cross-functional teams. And he talks about if we are to ask American taxpayers to provide more resources to our nation's defense, we must do the same by making our business operations more efficient and freeing up funds for higher priority programs. He then went on to say, let's take a look at tasks that no longer merit individual military department approaches. And I think installation management, you know, is one of those. He then says, I recognize the military services have unique competencies and specific operating domains that ensure the delivery of essential mission capabilities in combat that when combined into a joint package present potential adversaries with insurmountable challenges. That is a really critical point. There's a human dimension to this. There's a reason why the Air Force has a different culture than the Army. And when you try to run a joint base, you actually erode that culture, which is critical to their combat effectiveness. So let the bases be service culture-like, but run the enterprise, you know, at a much higher level.
And Dahl says letting DOD manage its worldwide installations at an enterprise level would also eliminate unnecessary inefficiencies in how some of them are managed. As an example, he offered the Blossom Point Field Testing Range in southern Maryland. It's owned and managed by the Army, but at the moment, no Army personnel are stationed there. Its only tenants are various Navy organizations.
There is no Army mission or requirement, but MCOM runs it. And so we run it on a purely reimbursable basis. And if it's purely reimbursable, you never know when they're just going to say, we don't need anything next year. So you can only hire manpower and talent that's temporary or on a term basis. So you're not getting the talent that you need. So a Department of Defense enterprise could say, hey, look, what's the requirement for the Department of Defense at Blossom Point? And let's make it permanent and let's program for it. And let's hire the talent that we need and build readiness. I just think that's a better model.
In related installations news, the appropriations bill passed by Congress and signed by the president last week delivered some good news to the Army, which has previously said that nearly a quarter of its facilities are in poor or failing condition. The legislation delivers $3.4 billion in facility sustainment, restoration, and modernization funding for 2018, more than $1 billion above what Congress provided the year before, and almost $200 million more than the Army asked for in 2018. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.